4 years is a pretty quick time to get it, that story into a book. So the first part of it was pretty quick. I mean, as publishing goes, tell us about the Book of Rights and how that was a source for this book.
Book of Rights is one of the oldest book. I would say maybe I'm not a Chinese classic scholar. I have to say that because my training is in Western science. So, but over the years, I've been read and study, really educate myself about Chinese classics. Book of Rights, we pronounce it Li. It's a book of a collecting of rituals for all occasions. So there's one of the five canons of Chinese classics. So early on, there's a book of history that is assuming has even older of pre-dynasty doctrines of all the early, before dynasty, early makings of the Chinese history of tribals, leaders, and ancient wars and all that, and book it, which was much more, how do I say, elaborating history in a way you associate with history stories and teachings. But Book of Rights is really cut and dry, almost like some chapters in Bible that tell you you do this and do that, you do that.
I don't know. Prescriptive.
Yeah, prescriptive. And how you, what age you do what rites. And the function of Book of Rights, I think, is the rule to get the people from probably from different tribe of a correct way. By Confucius time, that's the correct way to carry out the Zhou Li. It's to under the first loosely collected Zhou. It's not really the first dynasty, but pre-dynasty Zhou period. And that is supposed to be right way of doing things. And one of the Confucius' major official function is to teach how to practice all the rites. And funeral rites is one of the rites, and dictate pretty much what type of clothing you're supposed to wear, what type of, down to the point, what type of material you should use for the clothing. And so, some of the rituals I witnessed is still practicing that teaching, yeah.
So it's fair to say then your grandparents were practicing Confucianism?
I mean, use the word Confucianism is really a dominant culture for Han Chinese. Being educated people, my grandfather being educated people, he feel he is, I would say, he's followed the doctrine, not rebel, he's not communist. But even my grandfather himself, he's the first generation of Chinese who went to Western education. He's majoring in chemistry, chemical engineering, if today you would call it. But at that time, it's really rudimentary. First Western school open to Chinese youth who has classical trainings. And I would say my grandfather still have classical trainings, which by definition maybe is Confucian. Classical teachings and learnings. Mm-hmm. But Confucian is not necessarily a religion like a Western sense. It is just an education system. You'll go through that. And the generation before him, if you go through the schooling of the Confucian, the next level is you participate in the civil service national exam. So you'll be awarded, if you pass it, you're awarded government official titles. But I think it's by the time my grandfather come of age, that national civil servants exam is abandoned. And instead, Western education come in. So he went on to study chemistry and has a technical degrees and start almost, even though the degrees in chemistry and technical degrees, but was used by local warlords or rulers as if he passed university entrance tests of the Confucian style. So he awarded official jobs, not really related to chemistry, but administrative jobs because he had an education. And women's education is another issue. I don't know if we even have time to go there. So, yeah.
But there you do allude to the book, those tablets that recorded the generations exclude the women.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah, a woman is not considered full citizen, and they are properties. And for majority part of Chinese past history, so when they were young, they belonged to their father. When they're married, they belong to their husband. When they had getting old, they belong to their son. So the male in their life are the decision makers. Yeah.